Report, U.S. kills al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri in drone strike. By Paul Bois on August 1, 2022. Multiple American news outlets reported late on Monday that American forces had reportedly killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri in a drone strike in Afghanistan. Officials within the administration of leftist President Joe Biden have not confirmed al-Zawahiri's death on the record at press time. But multiple outlets have cited unnamed sources as confirming that the successful operation occurred Sunday. Current and former officials began hearing Sunday afternoon that al-Zawahiri had been killed in a drone strike, but the administration delayed releasing the information until his death could be confirmed. According to one person, who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss the matter, according to the Associated Press, an unnamed senior administration official allegedly told left-wing outlet CNN that Biden would address the successful counterterrorism operation later on Monday. Over the weekend, the United States conducted a counterterrorism operation against a significant al-Qaeda target in Afghanistan. The operation was successful and there were no civilian casualties, a senior administration official said. The president will reportedly be delivering his remarks from the Blue Room balcony of the White House due to his recent bout with the coronavirus. Zawahiri assumed the leadership of al-Qaeda shortly after the United States killed 9/11 mastermind Osama bin Laden just a little over 11 years ago. Having descended from a well-to-do Egyptian family, Zawahiri at one point served as Osama bin Laden's physician before assuming leadership. A June 2021 United Nations report pinpointed his location somewhere in the border region of Pakistan and Afghanistan. Having helped to orchestrate the September 11, 2001 hijackings that brought down the World Trade Center, Zawahiri said in an April 2002 propaganda video that the 19 brothers who went out and gave their souls to Allah Almighty, God Almighty has granted them this victory we are enjoying now. He had been on the run from U.S. forces since the invasion of Afghanistan and nearly died during an assault in the Tora Bora region that killed his wife and children. Zawahiri merged his terror group, Egyptian Islamic Jihad, with bin Laden after spending 3 years in prison for helping to orchestrate the assassination of Egyptian President Anwar Sadat. The FBI is, as of press time, offering $25 million for information leading to his apprehension of conviction.